理课堂听 class.com。
I'm Esther, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide.
And I'm Rachel. Happy New Year, students. We've been talking about Lunar New Year, and we're on day two of our article. Yesterday, we learned that each year, many people move from the city to the countryside to spend time with their extended families during Lunar New Year.
But some urban families don't follow tradition and use their holiday time to go abroad to places like Thailand, Malaysia, and Australia. So what are we going to talk about today, Rachel?
Today we're going to talk about holiday preparations, all of those things that people do to get ready for the holiday. Lunar New Year is definitely a time of holiday preparations.
It sure is. So how do people prepare for celebrations? Let's read about it. Open your magazines to page 17, and we'll listen to the reading starting in line 1.
Lunar New Year. Holiday preparations. The weeks before the holiday are busy with preparations for those who choose to stay home and celebrate. Houses are cleaned inside and out as family members participate in the annual spring cleaning. Doorways are often decorated with spring couplets, which are festive red banners that bear wishes for the new year. These wishes are often written in calligraphy. Vendors offer special holiday goods, and a lot of shopping is done during this time. Items like tangerines and firecrackers and snacks, such as candy, pistachio nuts, pumpkin seeds, and melon seeds, can all be found in local traditional markets. In generations past, people eagerly anticipated buying clothes and shoes, as they didn't often have new things to wear. Nowadays, some of that excitement has faded for younger, wealthier generations. When New Year's Eve finally arrives, families sit down together at tables laden with food. However, even this time-honored tradition is being celebrated differently. Instead of preparing a meal, some families, especially those that stay in the city, go to restaurants that serve holiday banquets. One study has found that 1/3 of urban families eat out on New Year's Eve.
Welcome back. So students, have you been busy with holiday preparations? Maybe your mom or dad has been spending time preparing for Lunar New Year. I know a lot of people spend sometimes weeks getting their homes ready for the celebration.
That's right. Our author tells us that the weeks before the holiday are busy with preparations for those who choose to stay home and celebrate. Houses are cleaned inside and out as family members participate in the annual spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning! This is the time when people really clean their houses. They clean inside and out. Now, before we go any further, let's look at that phrase, inside and out. Here, this just means that the house is going to be very, very clean. You are cleaning everything. But we can also use this phrase to describe other things. For example, I would say that my husband knows me inside and out. That means he knows me very well.
Or we could say, that girl is beautiful inside and out. That means she's beautiful on the inside as well as on the outside. So back to cleaning your house. If you clean it inside and out, it's very clean. Rachel, have you ever cleaned your house inside and out?
Yes, I have. I do enjoy cleaning, and I try to clean on a regular basis pretty often, but only a few times a year do I do the extra cleaning, that inside and out. So yes, this year I think I'll clean my house inside and out this month, and I'm sure it'll look great. Well, what else do people do to prepare for the new year? In line 5, we read that they decorate their doorways with spring couplets, which are festive red banners that bear wishes for the new year.
Couplets are short poems with only 2 lines of verse. Since 8 is considered a lucky number in Chinese tradition, Chinese couplets usually consist of 2 lines of 4 characters each.
Esther, do you know any spring couplets? I'd really like to hear one.
Sure. 新年蒙福，主赐平安.
Oh, that's great.
Well, one thing we should mention is that these wishes are often written in calligraphy.
Now, calligraphy is the art of beautiful writing. Calligraphy came from China, and many Asians use ink brushes to practice their Chinese calligraphy. Calligraphy isn't easy, though. Esther, I'm curious, do you know how to write calligraphy?
I wish I did, but unfortunately I don't. I love to learn, though. Calligraphy can also be found in all kinds of things, from wedding invitations to paintings to legal documents, and of course, on red banners that people hang on their doorways during the Lunar New Year.
That's right. Well, let's move on to our next paragraph, starting on page 18 and in line 6. We read about another group of people who spend time getting ready for the new year, vendors. Now, vendors are people who sell things, so we can also call a vendor a seller.
That's right. In Asia, vendors sell all kinds of things, and many of these things aren't in stores. They just sell these things on the street or in a market. During Lunar New Year, vendors often offer special holiday goods, and a lot of shopping is done at this time. Rachel, what are some special things that vendors sell, according to our article?
Well, they sell all kinds of things, Esther. Pretty much anything you want to find. But our article mentions items like tangerines and firecrackers and snacks such as candy, pistachio nuts, pumpkin seeds, and melon seeds. I'm getting a little hungry. Now, first, let's talk about tangerines. Tangerines are small and orange in color. They're a kind of fruit and very similar to an orange. Tangerine.
Yum! I like tangerines. I enjoy eating tangerines during Lunar New Year. But let's also talk about firecrackers, since that's one of our key words. Firecrackers are things that explode and make a lot of noise. In Asia, you hear firecrackers when people get married or when a new business opens, as well as during the Lunar New Year.
And remember, students, firecrackers are different from fireworks. Fireworks are much bigger, and they make those pretty colored displays in the sky. Anyway, probably all of you have heard firecrackers, and they're loud. But they are also traditional items that people like to buy during the New Year.
But don't forget the candy and nuts. There are so many kinds of New Year's candy you can buy, and pistachio nuts, pumpkin seeds, and melon seeds are also popular items you can find at the local traditional markets. Rachel, do you like to eat pistachio nuts, pumpkin seeds, or melon seeds?
I sure do. I like them all, but I especially like to eat pistachio nuts, which are little green nuts in a shell. Now, of course, there are other traditional foods like fish, jiaojie, or dumplings, and niangao, or glutinous rice cakes. All this food is just for you to buy, students, and you can find it in the traditional markets. Right now, it's time for us to take a break. Maybe you need to go get a snack since we've been talking about food, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're on page 18, line 11. Before the break, we started talking about preparations people take to get ready for the Lunar New Year. We talked about how people clean their homes inside and out, display red banners on their doorways, and buy special foods and goods from vendors.
And now we're going to continue talking about the differences between traditional New Year celebrations and the more modern New Year celebrations. In line 11, we read that in generations past, people eagerly anticipated buying clothes and shoes as they didn't often have new things to wear.
Now, if we talk about generations past, we mean in past generations or years and years ago. A generation is usually thought of as about 25 years. So in the past, people eagerly anticipated buying clothes and shoes. They eagerly anticipated getting new things to wear. Rachel, what does it mean to anticipate something?
Well, anticipate means to expect something or to look forward to something. If something is anticipated, then it is expected or likely to happen. So people anticipated buying new clothes and shoes, and I know that many people still anticipate that today. But our author said that some of that excitement has faded for younger, wealthier generations.
That's true. If people can afford to buy new clothes during the year, then it's not a big deal to get new clothes during Lunar New Year. So some of the excitement has faded for younger, wealthier people. And if something fades, then it gets weaker or it dies out.
That's right. So Esther, I'm curious. When you were a child, did you get to go shopping for new clothes during Lunar New Year?
Yes. When I was a child, my mom always took me shopping for new clothes during the Lunar New Year. Well, now that I'm an adult, I usually wait until things go on sale. Let's move on to our last paragraph. In line one, we read that when New Year's Eve finally arrives, families sit down together at tables laden with food.
Now, this is a big part of Lunar New Year, eating food. And the big feast typically takes place on New Year's Eve. Families sit down together at tables laden or loaded down with food. If a table is laden with food, then there is a great amount of food. I usually think of the heaviness of something when I think of the word laden. Like a table that has so much food on it, it looks like it might break and collapse into two pieces.
That's a great picture, Rachel. And many New Year's Eve meals do include a lot of food. Sometimes the women prepare all the food. Other times, the whole family helps out. But nowadays, many don't always prepare the food themselves. A lot of people go out to eat.
You're exactly right, Esther. In line three, we read that the time-honored tradition of preparing your own meal at home is being celebrated differently. Now, if something is time-honored, then it is traditional. It has been acceptable for a long time. Many traditions during Lunar New Year could be called time-honored. For example, decorating your doorway with spring couplets is also a time-honored tradition.
That's right. And cleaning your house is a time-honored tradition. Eating a big New Year's meal at home is also a time-honored tradition. But not everyone does that anymore. Instead of preparing a meal, some families, especially those who stay in the city, go to restaurants that serve holiday banquets. Now, Rachel, can you explain what a banquet is?
I'd love to, and I really love banquets. A banquet is a formal meal or a ceremonial dinner. It's like a party. It's a feast that people go to, and usually banquets are held when people get married. But you can also attend banquets at other times. During Chinese New Year, many companies hold banquets for their employees. I think they call them weias. I've been to a few weias, and they are fun.
They sure are. But weias aren't always held on New Year's Eve. That's the time when the family gets together to eat a very big meal. So some families, especially those who stay in the city, go to restaurants that serve holiday banquets. They still eat the traditional foods, but they do it at a restaurant.
And how many people do this? Well, one study has found that 1/3 of urban families eat out on New Year's Eve. 1/3? That's a pretty large number of families. And we learned the word urban yesterday. Do you remember, students? An urban family is a family that lives in the city.
You know, Rachel, I think it's great that many families can go to a restaurant to eat the New Year's Eve or to eat banquets during the New Year. But this means many other people have to be working on New Year's Eve, preparing all the food, waiting on the tables, and cleaning it all up. So I guess that's another way that traditions have changed over time. I think more people work on New Year's Eve now than in generations past.
I think you're right, Esther. It seems like a lot of restaurants and businesses do stay open during Lunar New Year, which is great for people who don't have to work, but not very fun for people who do have to work. So I hope the people who have to work get at least a few days off. Well, students, it's time for us to review our lesson with the review skit, and then we'll be back with some review questions. Don't go away.
Okay, everyone, it's Lunar New Year, and you know what that means.
Lots of food.
Firecrackers.
Spring cleaning.
Aww.
So who's going to help me sweep?
I guess I can do a little sweeping.
Thank you, honey. And who's going to help me dust?
Me?
That would be great.
Okay.
We're going to clean this house inside and out.
Okay, we'll clean.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, and can you decorate the door with some of those festive red banners?
Okay, Mommy, I can do that.
Wonderful.
Now, don't you have some shopping or something to do?
That's right. I need to go to the traditional market, and I'll get some tasty snacks. Oh, like tangerines, mm-hmm. candy, and pistachio nuts. Mmm, I can't wait.
Firecrackers!
We'll see.
You know what I like the most about the new year?
Firecrackers!
No, the big family meal we have on New Year's Eve. I just love watching you cook all day, and I love the table just laden with all that wonderful food.
Well, it is a lot of work.
But we love eating it. And then afterwards, watching television while you wash the dishes. Oh, what a great tradition.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, I have an idea.
What's that?
Why don't we have our holiday banquet at a restaurant this year?
What?
Think about it. It might be good for a change.
What?
Calligraphy. Hanging on Mary's living room wall is a poem written in calligraphy. Firecracker. Those sounds are coming from kids playing with firecrackers in the park. Anticipate. I anticipate a big crowd at Rebecca's birthday party tomorrow. Banquet. The couple celebrated their 50th anniversary with a large banquet.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. And we'd like to welcome Linda to the chat room today. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. It's nice to be back.
Our lesson continues to talk about Lunar New Year today, and a lot has changed since the old days.
It sure has. The lesson tells us as many as one-third of urban families eat out on New Year's Eve.
Hey, why don't we talk about that word urban? I know urban has to do with cities, right?
That's right. Those of us who live within the city limits live in an urban area. And related to urban is the word suburban.
Suburban?
Right, but the pronunciation is suburban. Suburban means the residential area around the city. So that is a suburban area. And they each have names. So individually, they are called suburbs. And as a whole, we can call it suburbia.
形容词 urban 是都市的, urban families 指的是住在都会区的家庭。 如果在 urban 前面加上 sub 形成了另外一个字 suburban, sub 有着次要的意思。 所以呢 suburban 指的就是都市外围的郊区, 注意它的发音 suburban 要把音连在一起。 suburban 是形容词, 名词呢 可以用 suburbs 或者 suburbia, 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 要注意 suburbs 用复数, 是因为一个城市的周围有许多不同的区, 每一个区就是一个 suburb, 整体就是 the suburbs 加 s, 或者用集合词 suburbia 也可以。And what about rural?
Well, rural means outside the city, like in an agricultural area or in the countryside. So, if you live on a farm, then you live in a rural area or in the country. Or if you live in a small town, then you still live in a rural area, but not in the country.If you live in the country, you do not live in a town of any kind.
Suburbs 是大都市外围的郊区 ,rural area 是更偏僻的郊外乡村。像人口很少的小镇就属于 rural area。那更偏远的地方呢是 the country, 注意要加定冠词 ,the country 指的是乡间乡下没有任何城镇的地方。
Okay, let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们看 anticipate 这个动词。Anticipate 在这里是指期待某件令人兴奋的事。例如 ,the sequel to this novel is eagerly anticipated by many readers. 许多读者都热切地期待这本小说的续集的问世。Anticipate 也指预期某件事情会发生。例如 ,we didn't anticipate these kinds of conflicts would happen during our meeting.我们没有预料到在会议中竟然会发生这一类的冲突。继续我们看的是 LADE, laid 这个动词。注意它的 A 是发长音的 A, 念成 laid。它的过去式是 laded, L-A-D-E-D。过去分词是 laden, L-A-D-E-N。laid 是指摆满或装满。如果是用某种东西装满的话是用 with 这个介系词。例如The farmers laded the truck with hay. 农夫们将卡车装满了干草。或者是 Santa's sack is laden with treats for kids. 圣诞老公公的袋子里装满了送给孩子们的礼物。最后我们看的是 time-honored 这个形容词。Time 是指时间 ,honored 是指被尊重的。所以 time-honored 是指传统的或自古以来的。例如Giving red envelopes to children during Chinese New Year is a time-honored custom. 过中国新年的时候给小朋友红包是自古以来的习俗。And now it's time for us to say goodbye. Happy Chinese New Year! Bye-bye!
Lunar New Year. Holiday preparations.The weeks before the holiday are busy with preparations for those who choose to stay home and celebrate. Houses are cleaned inside and out as family members participate in the annual spring cleaning. Doorways are often decorated with spring couplets, which are festive red banners that bear wishes for the new year. These wishes are often written in calligraphy. Vendors offer special holiday goods, and a lot of shopping is done during this time.Items like tangerines and firecrackers and snacks such as candy, pistachio nuts, pumpkin seeds, and melon seeds can all be found in local traditional markets. In generations past, people eagerly anticipated buying clothes and shoes as they didn't often have new things to wear. Nowadays, some of that excitement has faded for younger, wealthier generations. When New Year's Eve finally arrives,Families sit down together at tables laden with food. However, even this time-honored tradition is being celebrated differently. Instead of preparing a meal, some families, especially those that stay in the city, go to restaurants that serve holiday banquets. One study has found that one-third of urban families eat out on New Year's Eve.
Well, let's look at our first review question. Number one, what do we call a tradition that has been acceptable for a long time? A, time prepared. B, time honored. C, time accepted. Friends, do you know? Rachel, do you know the answer?
I do know the answer. The answer is B, time honored.Question number two, what do people decorate their doors with during the new year? Do you know? Esther, what's the answer?
The answer is spring couplets. Well, from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, Happy New Year and goodbye!
Goodbye! See you next time!